可证伪性。
Falsifiability。
这是波普尔思想中最核心也最有影响力的概念之一。
This is one of the most central and influential concepts in Popper's thought.
需要先说明一点。
First, let me explain something.
可证伪性最初是一个科学哲学概念。
Falsifiability was originally a concept in scientific philosophy.
而不是政治理论。
Not political theory.
后来。
Later.
波普尔把这种思维方式延伸到了社会和政治讨论中。
Popper extended this way of thinking to social and political discussions.
一
One.
什么是可证伪性？
What is falsifiability?
波普尔提出一个问题。
Popper raised a question.
怎样区分科学和非科学？
How to distinguish between science and non-science?
他的答案不是能够证明是真的。
Its answer is not able to prove that it's true.
而是能够被证明是错的。
But it can be proven to be wrong.
听起来有点反直觉。
It sounds a bit counterintuitive.
举个简单例子。
Here's a simple example.
假设有人说所有天鹅都是白色的，这句话是不是科学？
Is the statement all swans are white scientifically accurate?
波普尔说是，为什么？
Why does Popper say that?
因为它有可能被推翻。
Because it is possible to be overturned.
如果有一天发现一只黑天鹅，
If one day you discover a black swan,
这个说法就被证伪了。
This statement has been disproven.
后来，澳大利亚确实发现了黑天鹅。
Later, Australia actually discovered the black swan.
这个命题就不成立了。
This statement is no longer valid.
这就是一个科学理论。
This is a scientific theory.
必须冒着被事实推翻的风险。
Must risk being overturned by facts.
再看另一个说法。
Another way to look at it is.
世界上存在一种任何人永远都无法发现的神秘力量。
There exists a mysterious power in the world that no one will ever be able to discover.
你怎么证明他错？
How to prove that he is wrong?
证明不了。
Cannot be proven.
因为无论发生什么，
No matter what happens,
对方都可以说，那股力量，
The other party can also say internal strength.
只是你没发现。这种说法
You just haven't realized this.
没有办法被事实否定。
There is no way to deny the facts.
波普尔认为，它未必一定是假的。
Popper believed that he might not necessarily be a fake.
但它不属于科学命题。
But it does not belong to scientific statements.
二。
Roman 2.
为什么不是可证明？
Why is it not provable?
而是可证伪。
But it is falsifiable.
因为没有任何数量的成功例子。
Because there are no examples of success.
能够百分之百证明一个普遍规律永远正确。
To prove a universal law to be absolutely correct.
例如。
For example.
你今天看到一百万只白天鹅。
You saw a million white swans today.
明天发现一只黑天鹅。
Tomorrow I will find a black swan.
前面的结论立刻失效。
The previous conclusion is immediately invalid.
所以
Therefore,
科学不是不断证明自己永远正确。
Science is not about constantly proving oneself to be always right.
而是不断接受最严厉的检验。
Instead, they are constantly subjected to the most rigorous testing.
只要暂时没有被推翻，
As long as it hasn't been overthrown,
理论就暂时成立。
The theory is temporarily valid.
三，
Third,
真正的科学应该欢迎别人挑错。
True science should welcome criticism.
波普尔认为，
Powell believes that
一个真正的科学家不是天天证明自己。
A true scientist is not one who proves themselves every day.
而是尽量设计实验来推翻自己的理论。
Instead, try to design experiments to disprove your own theories.
如果各种严格实验都没推翻，
If various rigorous experiments have not refuted it,
那说明这个理论目前很可靠。
That means the theory is currently reliable.
例如，爱因斯坦提出广义相对论。
For example, Einstein proposed the theory of general relativity.
后来很多科学家都希望找到反例。
Later, many scientists hoped to find a counterexample.
结果经过大量实验，没有找到。
The results were not found after extensive experiments.
于是
，So,
相对论越来越可靠。
The theory of relativity is becoming more and more reliable.
不是因为没人反对
，Not because no one opposes it.
而是因为反对的人不断检验。
Instead, because the opposition is constantly testing.
却没有推翻他。
But he didn't overthrow him.
四
，Four.
波普尔把这种思想推广到社会。
Popper extended this idea to the social sphere.
也就进入政治哲学了。
This is where political philosophy comes in.
波普尔认为
Popper believed that
既然科学理论都会犯错
since scientific theories are bound to be wrong,
那么政府可能犯错
therefore the government may make mistakes.
政策可能犯错
Policies may be wrong.
专家可能犯错
Experts can make mistakes.
多数人可能犯错
Many people make mistakes.
少数人也可能犯错
Some people may also make mistakes.
所以任何权利都应该允许别人提出批评
Therefore, any right should allow others to criticize.
因为批评就是社会的政委机制。
Because criticism is a mechanism of political control within society.
如果没有批评，错误
without criticism,
可能一直存在。
It may exist indefinitely.
五
five.
为什么
why?
波普尔反对绝对正确。
Popper opposes absolute correctness.
因为如果有人说我已经掌握了历史真理。
Because if someone says that I have already mastered the truth of history,
那么别人提出不同意见
So when others have different opinions,
就容易被认为你反对真理。
This makes it easy for people to think that you are against the truth.
这样批评消失了。
This criticism has disappeared.
纠错能力也可能随之下降。
The ability to correct mistakes may also decline.
波普尔认为
Abel believes that
真正危险的不是犯错
The real danger is not making mistakes.
而是认为自己永远不会犯错。
Instead, he believes that he will never make mistakes.
六
Six
可证伪性是不是意味着什么都要怀疑？
Does falsifiability mean that everything should be doubted?
不是。
No?
这是很多人误解波普尔的地方。
This is where many people misunderstand Popper.
波普尔不是说没有真理。
Popper didn't say that there is no truth.
他也不是说大家意见都一样正确。
He didn't say that everyone's opinions were the same and correct.
他的意思是
is meaning is,
任何理论都应该接受证据和批评的检验。
Any theory should be subjected to the test of evidence and criticism.
如果一个理论经历几十年
if a theory has been around for decades,
几百年大量实验
several hundred years of extensive experiments,
大量实践仍然没有被推翻。
Despite extensive practice, the theory has not been overturned.
那么我们就有充分理由相信它目前是可靠的。
Therefore, we have every reason to believe that he is reliable at the moment.
例如
For example,
牛顿力学虽然后来被相对论修正
Newtonian mechanics although later modified by relativity.
但在日常生活中仍然非常可靠。
However, it is still very reliable in everyday life.
七
Seven,
可证伪性最大的现实意义。
Falsifiability is the greatest practical significance of reality.
它实际上改变了一种思维方式。
It actually changed a way of thinking.
从我要证明我是对的。
I want to prove that I am right.
变成我愿意接受事实来检验我的观点。
I am willing to accept the facts in order to test my own views.
如果事实证明
If it turns out that
我错了
I was wrong.
我就修正它。
I'll fix it.
这种思维不仅适用于科学。
This way of thinking is not only applicable to science.
也适用于很多公共讨论。
It is also applicable to many public discussions.
面对复杂的社会问题
In the face of complex social issues,
人们往往会有不同的价值取向和政策主张。
People often have different values and policy preferences.
而波普尔提醒我们
And Pope reminds us,
任何方案都应当接受现实效果的检验。
Any plan should be tested by the actual results,
并根据证据调整
and adjust according to evidence,
而不是因为提出者的身份
instead of being based on the identity of the proposer,
权威或立场
authority or position,
就认为他天然正确或天然错误
I think he is naturally right or naturally wrong.
不过也要看到
However, it is also important to see that
可证伪性并不能直接解决
falsifiability cannot be directly solved
所有社会问题
all social problems
科学实验通常可以重复控制变量
scientific experiments can usually be repeated and controlled variables
而社会政策涉及价值选择
And social policy involves value choices,
利益分配和复杂环境
distribution of benefits and complex environment,
很难像实验室那样严格检验
It's difficult to rigorously test like in a lab.
因此
therefore,
在政治领域
in the political arena,
波普尔的思想更多是一种鼓励批评
Popper's ideas are more of an encouragement to criticism,
重视纠错
paying attention to correction,
保持开放讨论的方法论
method for maintaining open discussion,
而不是一个能够直接判断所有政策优劣的公式
not a formula that can directly judge the pros and cons of all policies.